If Nothing Changes, Nothing Changes by Andrew Redding. Andrew Redding is a seasoned business coach and accomplished entrepreneur known for his no-nonsense approach to success. Born and raised in Australia, Andrew's journey is a testament to the power of hard work and determination. Leaving school at the end of year 10, he embarked on an air conditioning and refrigeration apprenticeship in 2000, quickly excelling and laying the groundwork for his future in business. In 2009, Andrew founded Valley Air Conditioning, a venture that would grow into a thriving enterprise with a workforce of 50 and over $10 million in annual sales within a decade. Alongside this success, Andrew explored multiple business ventures, amassing a wealth of experience and developing what he calls the 10 fundamentals of business. Today, Andrew is the driving force behind ARC Business Development, where he mentors a select group of business owners, helping them overcome challenges, scale their operations, and achieve real measurable results. Andrew's coaching is built on a foundation of straightforward advice, practical strategies, and a commitment to accountability.
The title I have selected for this book is actually my all-time favorite quote. It's super simple, yet so true. If you continue to do as you have always done, things will continue as they always have, or potentially even go backwards. How? Through others moving forward past you as you remain stagnant. Think of it like inflation. What $100 today is worth compared to 20 years ago versus what it will actually buy in another 20 years. I can't claim to have always had my current mindset. I have changed and grown immensely throughout my adult years, and I am committed to continuing to do so. The guy that started his first business at 26 years old was not the same man who sold that business 13 years later. During that time, I experienced many life milestones and learned invaluable lessons in life and in business. Personally, I got married, had two amazing kids, moved house four times, and traveled around our amazing country, Australia, as well as overseas. In business, I started, scaled, and sold multiple businesses that exceeded $10 million in revenue, built a purpose-built business premise for my first business, Valley Air Conditioning, engaged in business coaching, which was a turning point for me, which led me into the coaching space myself. All of these experiences have equipped me to guide numerous business owners through their growth challenges. This book is not just a recounting of my successes or a rehash of other business books. It's a real no-nonsense guide filled with actionable strategies that have consistently driven results and will do the same for you if you're willing to put in the work. Where and how the lessons were learned. What drove me to leave my job working for someone else and start my own air conditioning business? Lack of opportunity to progress. I wanted more. I had hit a ceiling with no pathway for a pay increase, was denied a 50 cent per hour pay rise for a supervisor role. Buying into the business as a shareholder, a more senior position. And let's be honest, I was a 26-year-old guy. I wanted to make more money. I knew even then that money doesn't necessarily buy happiness, but it buys freedom and choice. I did, and still do, like my toys though. So I knew if I wanted more money, more choice, more time to do the things I wanted to do, then I had to get to work. I started Valley Air Conditioning in 2009 as a sole director, running the business out of our first small house. To add context, we had a landline and a fax machine, and the office was a chopped old entertainment unit as a desk that was located next to the kitchen. Talk about humble beginnings. This was in the time just before smartphones took off, and people at that time didn't take photos of absolutely everything and nothing on their phones. So unfortunately, after much hunting, I don't have any photos of our first office. My wife did all of the office stuff, and I was the field team. This worked fine while we had our own very clear, very separate lanes, but as the business grew, roles changed and we had children, priorities shifted, and we made the choice to exit my wife out of the business. This ended up being the best decision we made for our relationship, our family, and the business. A couple of years later, I started Valley Electrical with a 50-50 business partner. That partnership didn't work out. I eventually sold my half of the business to the other partner, and we went our separate ways. This experience was filled with big lessons about value alignment, team culture, co-branding, and the potential impact, both positive and negative, on brand awareness. While I was still involved with Valley Electrical, I also co-founded Valley Painting and Maintenance with two other equal partners. Yes, there was a theme. I had Valley Air Conditioning, Valley Electrical, and Valley Painting and Maintenance. We grew the business over 5 years, building a team of 15 and earning an excellent reputation in the industry. With the help of what are now the 10 fundamentals, we realized we had different goals for the next 5 years. So we structured a buyout, and today Valley Painting and Maintenance is still thriving from the habits and fundamentals instilled at the start of the business. When Valley Electrical was no longer in the picture, and while I was still involved in Valley Painting and Maintenance, I started New Edge Electrical with another partner. We grew the business, but eventually it became clear that my partner wasn't cut out for being a business owner. I purchased his shares back, and he found a job in the coal mines that made him much happier. Later, a driven young electrician joined New Edge Electrical, quickly taking on more responsibility and eventually becoming a partner. He wanted to challenge himself further by running the business on his own, so he purchased my shares to become the sole owner. Today, he's thriving in both New South Wales and Queensland. So this was the same business, same location, plus eventual expansion, but someone different at the wheel. This was a great example of what it takes to not only be good at your job, but also driven and passionate about building a business and putting the work into becoming a good business owner. With my full focus back on Valley Air Conditioning after essentially having split focus for around 5 years, we continued growing at 150% year on year, taking the business to another level with a 50 plus team structured with general management, sales, finance, office, and service management, leading hands, and full-time warehouse staff. I saw a gap in the market and decided to start a wholesale business. By this point, I had made plenty of mistakes and learned quickly, so I thought I knew what I was doing. I brought on two partners, each with a 10% stake, one of whom was the general manager. And we built the business rapidly with a team of five. In less than 18 months, we achieved $900,000 in sales within a 1 month period and had big goals to continue to scale nationally. However, due to external politics, growth was put on hold by forces we couldn't control. Another lesson we learned is rapid growth and rubbing against too many big players isn't always the best strategy for long-term sustained growth. Unfortunately, we couldn't continue expanding at the rate we wanted, so eventually I purchased their shares back and operated the business at a consistent level alongside Valley Air Conditioning. During this time, I became increasingly involved in advancing my own skill set through reading every business and leadership book I could find. Talk about getting outside your comfort zone. I finished school in year 10, and frankly, English, reading, writing, spelling was not a strong subject for me, and to this day, I am not a fast reader. I ended up getting audiobook versions on whatever I could. I didn't allow this obstacle to get in the way of my growth and learning. From what I learned, I was able to reflect on what I had done correctly over the years and apply what I had learned to strengthen my businesses going forward. Eventually, I ended up teaching and mentoring other business owners through one-on-one coaching, presenting on stage at events, and leading groups through mastermind sessions. The business, Valley Air Conditioning, was at a point where I wanted to test the structure, systems and processes, and the leadership team to see if it could run completely under management without me. I saw a perfect opportunity to achieve both a personal and a professional goal at once. For as long as I can remember, I have wanted to travel around Australia while still young enough to thoroughly enjoy fishing and exploring the most remote locations and before the kids went to high school. So in 2021, my family and I set off around Australia with the management team running Valley Air Conditioning, and I only flew back for mentoring events. The lessons learned and the personal growth I underwent on this trip were unexpected, uncomfortable, but very much needed. I was able to refocus my perspective on what was truly important to me. I did not come back from this trip as the same person who left. Once we returned home, I realized that my heart wasn't in the business any longer. So I made the big decision to sell both Valley Air Conditioning and the wholesale business together. Where did the 10 fundamentals come from? As I took a breath after selling the businesses, I reflected on the thousands of lessons learned and the hundreds of different team members and personalities I've worked with. I thought, after all that I've done and learned and essentially being retired before 40 years old, which was one of my biggest goals, what do I do now with all that knowledge? I found my new purpose in helping others through sharing what I'd learned. I then began the process of reverse engineering what worked and what didn't to be able to teach other business owners facing similar challenges. This is how the 10 fundamentals were developed. They were then stress tested further during my 3 years of one-on-one consulting as a framework for success, and I found that they consistently produced incredible, repeatable results across multiple industries. To give you an idea of what's covered in my program, I selected a couple of the fundamentals that I think you can get a lot of value from as a standalone resource. Because above all else, it's important to me to deliver content that you can go and take action with. Real, practical information. Fundamental number one, personal and professional goals, knowing your why. Personal goals. Over the last 10 years of running my businesses and coaching other business owners, I discovered the biggest gap that created so many issues, from procrastination, poor culture, and underperforming team members to inconsistency, fighting at home, no drive, low sales, and ultimately reduced or no profitability. The cause of all these problems and more could be traced back to one thing. This one thing was something surprisingly simple in theory, yet challenging to put into practice, and would be the underlying cause of so many issues. The one thing I'm talking about is, above all else, to get really, really clear on what you want personally. Not what society, family, or friends think you should want, or only what your limiting beliefs allow you to imagine, but what you truly desire for your life. This might mean sitting through some discomfort, taking time away from work, or working through old belief systems. No matter what stage your business is at, it is crucial to stop and dedicate time and energy to work out the big, scary, hard-hitting goals that make it impossible for you to stay in bed in the morning. Unfortunately, this is the biggest and most critical step that people keep skimming over. They tried to build a business without knowing why, or build the business in direct conflict with their personal and family goals, not realizing they are damaging the most important relationships with those closest to them. Don't make the same mistakes. It's about knowing what's most essential to you, makes you truly happy, and drives you to get up and work towards every day. Understanding and defining your 10-year personal goals is paramount. If this strikes a chord with you or is something you have been meaning to do, you can visit our free community to download your free personal goal setting questionnaire. Through downloading and completing the above questionnaire, you will define your 10-year personal goals. Then let yourself experience the emotion you will feel when you have achieved everything you have set out to do, what your life will look and feel like on the other side of achieving your goals. Once you are clear on your personal goals, we can take the next step. Communicate them with your life or business partners, and if you have them, even your children. If you have children, and depending on their age, don't underestimate the impact of sharing these goals with your kids. Talk to them about what you're doing and why. Ask for their opinions, whether they agree or disagree, or if they have anything to add. By including them, they now have a stake in the game and can provide valuable perspectives. This can be a real role model moment, showing your kids what can be achieved by setting goals, making plans, and achieving desired outcomes. Kids are like sponges, and these are valuable, positive habits to instill early. Prioritize setting a time with your partner to have an hour or two alone, without kids, noise, or other distractions, to have a real talk and communicate with each other what it is you truly want for yourselves as individuals and as a family. Provide them with the same resources and even this book to help them understand why this process is so important to you and how you will need their support. Ensure that everyone is aligned on what you're doing, why you're doing it, and what you are willing or not willing to do to achieve your personal goals within the desired timeframes. If you don't have a partner, I would actually consider who you would share this with. If they have a vested interest in the outcome, genuinely care about you and your goals, and if they have the capacity to understand what it is you are doing. Unfortunately, sometimes we share things with people that don't genuinely have our best interests at heart, could be experiencing some jealousy or want to keep you where you are as part of the herd. I find this is a great instance where being a part of a community such as what we have built and are continuing to build at ARC can give you the space to have conversations and bounce ideas off of like-minded business people. There's an old saying, you won't get pulled down by those above you. If you are someone who wants to create a better future for yourself and or your family, who doesn't want to settle for the grind of Monday to Friday, 9 to 5, retire at 75 after working away the best years of your life, you may not get the responses you're after if you share with someone who has done just that and has been miserable or too scared to try for something better. Now that you have this high level of clarity around your goals and everyone understands where and how they can support the achievement of these goals, we can move on to ensuring that your business is the right vehicle or can become the right vehicle to achieve your personal goals with alignment from the most important people in your life. If you're not passionate about your personal goals, or if you can't read through them and provoke enough emotion to get fired up to do whatever it takes to achieve them and give you and your family the life you want, go back and spend more time reviewing and discussing the questionnaire. Elevate your goals until they scare you just a little bit. Also, really think about your current situation. What do you want to change? What do you hate and don't want to be experiencing in 12 months to 2 years from now? Use these thoughts to drive you toward a place where you can have the headspace and belief to focus on your future goals. If you just can't think 10 years ahead, try at least 5 years. When you read through your goals, they should energize and motivate you, as this is what keeps you on track and consistently showing up as the person you need to be. If your goals and life aspirations can be achieved through a job or by continuing what you're currently doing, and you're not willing to evolve as a person or sacrifice more to achieve a different life than you have now, and you are truly happy and content with your future 10-year plan, you should keep doing what you're doing and enjoy life. Because building a business, achieving high-level goals, and having the life that most people only dream about takes consistent hard work, dedication to continually improving yourself, short-term sacrifices, and yes, rock solid 5 to 10 year goals that you chase down every single day and then achieve them. I can say hand on heart that the stress, every sacrifice, the personal growth journey, early mornings and late nights are worth every bit of effort when you finally achieve your goals and have the relationships, experiences, and financial freedom. Professional goals. Now that you are clear on what drives you and what you truly want personally and what you are willing and not willing to sacrifice on the journey to success, we can create our business goals. Staying off the solutions at this point, keep your business 10-year goals, big picture goals, written as if they are done. Further down through the 10 fundamentals, We will work out how we will achieve them, but not yet. To help you create your business goals, visit our free community to download your free professional goal setting questionnaire. When doing your professional goals, have your personal goals in front of you the whole time. I cannot stress this point enough. Everyone needs to understand this. Your business is just the vehicle to achieve all your personal goals. The environment in which you achieve these goals over the next 10 years completely depends on the team and the culture you choose to create. This is consciously done and doesn't happen by chance. Once you have completed your professional goals, visualize where your business will be in 10 years, allowing you to achieve your personal goals and live the life you desire. We now have our why, our 10-year personal goals, and 10-year professional goals, which are aligned to achieve the life we want. The next step is to get shit done, which is why I also included an overview of fundamental number 4, execution framework. Fundamental number 4, execution framework, getting things done. With clear direction from fundamental number 1, personal and professional goals, and a framework to set and action the right priorities consistently every week, you will move toward your goals faster than ever before. What I found with my own businesses and clients is that the execution framework has been incredibly powerful. It is the backbone of every successful business. Once the habits are ingrained, the team will feel lost without it. Whenever the team would get off track, the efficiency of moving the business forward always diminished. It could be seen through projects missing deadlines, stagnation of projects, lost momentum, double handling of tasks, to name just a few. By sticking to this framework, I directly made millions of dollars by consistently prioritizing and executing the right tasks every single week, month, quarter, and year. We conducted structured meetings with a clear outcome and a timed agenda before starting. This included a yearly planning day to identify the strategic priorities the business needed to work on achieving, quarterly planning days to break down these priorities into actionable tasks for each department and individual, and monthly check-ins to review the past month and set priorities for the month ahead. Each week, we maintained full transparency about who was doing what, identifying any potential obstacles early on to remove excuses and ensure accountability. This process also helps with the speed of decisions and speed of execution within the business, as you always have a clear plan and direction to make decisions in alignment with. If the opportunity is aligned with your plan, it's a yes. If the opportunity or situation doesn't, then it's a no or not this quarter. Consistency with a high level of execution quickly builds momentum in a business, and with momentum, small bumps don't slow or impact the direction or speed of the business's progression. You will find any new team members very quickly get on the same page, or they are left behind. This framework also helps prevent constantly shifting directions or moving goalposts every few weeks, avoiding the trap of reacting to whatever comes across your desk or doing whatever feels right at that moment. If you are doing that, guess what? The whole business is doing that, and you end up with people working hard but not actually achieving anything meaningful. The results of this approach can be truly transformative. With everyone working in the same direction, you build cohesion in individual departments or teams while aligning them toward the company's common goals for the month, quarter, and year. This minimizes wasted time on unimportant tasks and focuses more energy on the tasks that propel individual team members and ultimately the business forward. Alongside executing strategic company priorities, working on the business, we also executed operational tasks, working in the business, aligned with individual role descriptions in a highly effective way, valuing, protecting, and scheduling time in as small as 15-minute blocks in our company-wide shared digital calendars that everyone could see, reduced interruptions and increased efficiency of executing tasks. Think of it this way. If you are spending 80% of your time on operational tasks working in the business, you only have 20% of your time to execute strategic priorities working on the business. You do not want to waste any of this time. As your team grows, or you transition to spending 10% on operations and 90% on strategic priorities, you can achieve much higher level activities. In a seasonal business like air conditioning, during peak times of summer, you may be 110% operational, and that's okay. What truly matters is what you achieve consistently year on year. If this seems overwhelming, you can find more context by downloading the Execution Framework worksheet within our free community. What I have shared here is a very brief look into what I teach in my programs and where it all started. I have provided some tools and questionnaires to raise your self-awareness of what's important to you, provoked emotion, deep thought, and conversations with those closest to you, both personally and professionally. These 10 fundamentals have helped me achieve remarkable results within my businesses and those of my clients. If my story has inspired or resonated with you just a little bit or a lot, and you would like to achieve faster results by implementing the full 10 fundamentals into your business, let's make it happen. Your first and next step is to become a part of our free community through the ARC app. This is the start of the journey to get more knowledge, ask me direct questions, and if it's right for you, book a call and we will discuss your goals and how we can support you to achieve them. If nothing else, I hope I have triggered you to take action, because we only have one life and you deserve to have the best one possible.